The world's best perk. 40-plus hours a week for 49-plus weeks a year for 40-plus years is a lot of time to spend at your desk, even if you love your career. So it's no surprise when, while working hard at your desk, you find yourself imagining all the things you could do with your time. You might, for instance, fantasize about spending a month or three traveling through Australia, working with your favorite charity, spending a lot of time with your kids, learning to surf, training for a triathlon, or helping to rescue wild horses. Now imagine your company lets you and tells you your job will be waiting for you when you come back. For a small minority in the corporate world, it's not just a dream. Roughly 11% of large companies offer paid sabbaticals to employees, and another 29% offer unpaid sabbaticals. Although paid sabbaticals are typically the province of large companies, 16% of small companies and 21% of mid-sized companies today do offer unpaid sabbaticals. 5 years ago, only 15% of all companies offered unpaid sabbaticals. Employers that offer sabbaticals know that making it easy for employees to explore their interests beyond their career is a good way to build loyalty and foster greater creativity at work. The theory behind sabbaticals is that everyone wishes to do something perhaps radically different for some period of time, said J. Robert Carr, SHRM's Chief Professional Development Officer. You don't want talented people to walk out the door. The goal is to hold on to your employees, Carr said. Sabbaticals typically are offered to employees who have received solid performance reviews and have been at a company for 7 to 10 years. If you're wondering just what kind of sabbaticals are on offer, here's a look at what 4 companies provide. American Century. After 7 years working at investment firm American Century, you're allowed to take a 4-week paid sabbatical on top of any vacation you may have. Then 5 years later, you can do it again. What you do with that paid month is up to you. American Express. Since 1991, employees who have been at American Express for 10 years can apply for a paid sabbatical lasting between 1 and 6 months. The company asks that employees on leave work for a nonprofit or school of their choice. The only restriction? They may not work for groups with political or religious affiliations. Goldman Sachs. In 2004, the investment bank launched the Public Service Program. PSP allows its top managing directors and vice presidents, executive directors, a year of paid leave to work with a charitable, public service, or cultural organization of their choosing. PricewaterhouseCoopers. This year, the company is testing a pilot program. 2 types of sabbaticals will be offered, one for personal growth and development and one for social services. Both range from a 3-month minimum to a 6-month maximum. In exchange, employees have to agree to stay with PwC for at least a year after their return. During the sabbatical, you will be paid between 20% and 40% of your salary, with most benefits maintained. You can apply for a sabbatical as early as your 2nd year at the firm.